Y'all, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
I got great news, guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
News.
Thank you, gang. I'm Cam Stewart, your sports grid news and betting update. If you want that edge cap, get off the grid with a button. Call the line. Thursday night football mismatch on paper. The 5-8 Jets at the red hot 11-2 Baltimore Ravens. Ravens laying 17 points now. Total 44.5. First half line. Baltimore minus 10. 23 is the total. 8:20 kickoff. College football. Joe Burrow has been named the AP Player of the Year, passing for 4,715 yards and an SEC record 48 touchdown passes this year for the LSU Tigers. Jarvis Landry says, hey, don't believe Odell Beckham. He doesn't want out of Cleveland like earlier reports suggested. Beckham played through a sports hernia that requires offseason surgery. He's also in the midst of his worst season as a pro, 59 catches, 844 yards, but only 2 touchdowns. Hasn't had a 100-yard game since week 6. Former Redskins running back Clinton Portis and Saints receiver Joe Horn plus 10 other ex-NFLers charged with defrauding the league's healthcare program for retired players of close to $4 million. Former players allegedly submitted false health claims and want to be reimbursed for expensive medical equipment such as oxygen chambers and cryotherapy machines that were never purchased. Portis denies this report. The Yankees keep on spending cash. Lots of MLB news. They bring back Brett Gardner on a one-year deal worth $12.5 million. The Gardner deal includes an option for a second year worth $10 million. The Yankees, already one of the best bullpens in baseball, they want to make it better. New York actively pursuing Brewers star closer Josh Hader. Dodgers, Mets, also two other clubs that inquired about Hader. He's an on fire 15.3 K rate per 9 innings in 3 seasons of big league ball. The Mets, they've agreed on a one-year $10 million deal with righty Rick Porcello pending a physical. They've already signed Steven Matz and Michael Wacha this week. Reports indicate 4 teams are in play now. This breaking for Boston. For Boston, David Price, the Padres, the Reds, the Cards, and White Sox in play for the veteran pitcher David Price, according to MLB Network right there. Hey, we got lots of stuff going on. Basketball reports indicating the Cleveland Cavaliers asking for a first-round draft pick in return for Kevin Love. He's owed $91 million through 2023. He says he'd love to go to Portland, and the Blazers are a desperate team in need of front-court scoring. Cavs have lost 8 straight, 14 of 15. Let's go to the NBA board. 4 games on the board. Philly minus 1.5 at Boston, 211, 830. Cleveland at San Antonio. Spurs minus 11.5, 219, 9 o'clock. We got Dallas minus 7 at Detroit, 220. 10:30 action. Portland at Denver. Nuggets minus 6.5, 214. 11 games on NHL ice. Let's rock. 4 at 7 o'clock. Nashville laying 40 cents at Buffalo. Total 6. Boston at Tampa. Lightning minus 140. 6 is your total. Islanders at Florida Panthers, wow, minus 125, 6. We got Columbus and Pittsburgh. Pens minus 176 is your total. 7:30. Winnipeg laying 220 at Detroit. Total 6. 8 o'clock. Vegas minus 115 at St. Louis. 5.5 low total. Edmonton at Minnesota Wild laying 35, 5.5. 9 o'clock. Toronto minus 0.25 at Calgary. 6.5 your total. Chicago at Arizona. Coyotes minus 145, 5.5. Carolina minus 115 at Vancouver. 6 late game. Yang's Rangers at San Jose Sharks minus 150, 6.5. Day 2 of the President's Cup. All internationals in session 1. They lead Team USA 4-1 heading into action tonight. Things get going at 7:02. That's the first matchup. And Tiger Woods and Justin Thomas, who got the USA's lone point, they take on Ben On and Hideki Matsuyama. This match starts at 7:41 p.m. I'm Cam Stewart. Stick around, everybody. We got Whale Capper. That's why we're flying through this one. We'll go through the rest of the NFL board and break it all down. Hopefully give you guys some winners. Hour 2 of Red Heat and Rage on Sports Grid is coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
game time decisions.
All right, get back on the grid. Whale Capper on the surfboard with us, but he's surfing off into the sunset. We got him for a couple of minutes here. You know, I like the fact that the Buffalo Bills lost. I don't like the fact they lost last week, but the fact that they lost last week, I think, puts them in a better situation here, too. I don't know. It's funny because all the talk about home field and Bills Mafia and Davol, you don't want to go to Buffalo. They're only 4-3 at home. You know, they're actually 5-1 on the road. They're better. They're actually better on the road. I think they get caught up in that home stuff a little bit too much, and they just play smart road football. I like the spot for them. I think they match up football-wise as well. I agree there. So an interesting game this week, Whale Capper. The Houston Texans and the Tennessee Titans. And Ryan Tannehill, of course, is now 6-1 as a starter with the Titans. And a lot of people are like, oh, I can't believe that Ryan Tannehill is 6-1 as a starter. Well, they don't remember his last stint with the Miami Dolphins. He was like 12-2 as a starter. You know, except he did it in spurts. Like, he'd win, then he'd get hurt. And then he'd win 5 games, he'd get hurt. But Tannehill actually turned a corner a couple of years ago and got hurt. It's unfortunate, but I don't think it's a fluke. Like, this isn't like, oh, Kyle Allen, he's just hot for a few weeks. Tannehill is slinging it right now, Whale Capper. And I know Houston's up and down, so this week it should be an up week, but I'm a big fan of Vrabel. I like Derrick Henry. They're a smart team, and Tannehill's playing good football. I like the Titans. Who do you like?
Yeah, we're on the same page there. Titans for me as well. I think they get it done. Tannehill, what he's doing well that not all NFL quarterbacks can do, in fact, not many can do, is throw precise passes along the sidelines in like the 10 to 20 yard range. And that's super valuable in the NFL because whenever you're faced with a 3rd and long, most quarterbacks, if they can't make that pass, then they're stuck throwing it kind of over the middle, short of the sticks, and then cross their fingers that the receiver can make a play and get the yardage needed to move the chains. But Tannehill can do it by himself, and he's really led to the emergence of A.J. Brown as a wide receiver one in this league. And, you know, then they can balance it off with just giving you this wrecking ball attack from Derrick Henry, who's a man's man out there. And I completely agree with you that where the Texans are soft matches up well with what Tannehill's doing his best, you know, passing right now. So I think the Titans do dictate this. I think the over is in play because Deshaun Watson can score some points against this Titans defense. He may be able to go score for a lot of this game. This is not one where you're kicking your feet up at halftime and thinking, patting yourself on the back, we're back in the Titans, I don't think. I think this is going to come down to the wire. But them, you know, the way that they can, they can shorten the game a little bit in the fourth quarter if they have a lead. I really like their ability to put this one away and to cover this number.
Well, Capper, Cam, you got a game for him before we get him out of here?
Just what other games, Will Capper, do you like? And a quick opinion on Oakland in their final game in that Coliseum. I find it funny how the line went down to Jacksonville. I've already bet Oakland. What do you think about that? And what other games do you love before you let you go? Favorite plays of the week?
Yeah, I had that Oakland spot circled before the season started because it's week 15, so people aren't really kind of putting the pieces together, you would think. But it got around pretty quick information-wise that this was their final home game. If you go back to last year on Christmas Eve, they played the Broncos in this spot, and you got an absolute A-plus effort out of them. So clearly Gruden can motivate these guys, get them to play up. But there are two things that worry me about Oakland. I didn't end up backing them when it was all said and done because I was waiting for the injury report. I don't love the fact that Trent Brown's probably going to be missing. He's a huge part of protecting Derek Carr. And if Derek Carr doesn't have time, he's under duress at all, then he's a much less effective quarterback. So that's a little spooky. The Jags have kind of given up on the season. I had the Chargers last week. I thought the Chargers were just going to bury them, and that came through in spades. So I was pretty fired up about that. You know, the inclination, just go right back to it. This defense can't stop the run. Jacobs looks like he's going to go. So potentially, the Raiders get a win here, but they just cut all these guys that were getting defensive starts. That's a little spooky. I think I'm going to just be watching this one for the old time's sake.
Whale Capper, follow him on Twitter, Whale_Capper. Check out his podcast on Audio Boom and more. His predictions are on his Twitter page. Always a pleasure. We'll jump into the Bulls next week. Thanks, Whale Capper.
All right. Best of luck, guys. And let's go Bills.
Go Bills.
Bills.
Whale Capper. Great stuff.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
I'm smoking crack in there. I had the same voice there. Yeah, you can tell my voice never changes, Yang, even in Homicide. The enemy is man is in my head. It's a great riff right here. Ow. They keep on closing the curtain like incrementally by like a foot or so. Just close it all. I don't care. At this point, it doesn't bother me. All right, welcome to level two. Level two here on Game Time Decisions. So when I say level two and I point over here, I was trying to direct you guys over to camera two.
Level two.
It was a little slicker when we had Will calling in the plays yesterday. That's what it's come to, Cam. Like, you know, Will's coming in handy at the track. You know, we could call in like camera shots. It was basically like, all right, now we're going left. Now we're going right. Like I had Will on the phone. Now we're going up the middle. We're going up the middle, but I even forgot it was there. So how you doing, everybody? Thanks to Whale Capper for joining us on the program.
Yes.
And Matt, just we went over there. Just yes, thank you, Matt. Like thank you. leave it. Stay. Like George Costanza with the cane. Left, right, left. All right. So thanks to Whale Capper for joining us. I'm glad he likes the Buffalo Bills. I'm a little concerned, obviously. It's a big game, dude. Pittsburgh Steelers haven't gone away, Cam. They win the football game. Suddenly they have the same record as the Bills, and they own the tiebreaker against the Bills. Yet, the Bills travel well. I think they match up well with Pittsburgh. And I like Ducks, but I don't like Doc Hodges. I'm like, buddy, we love Curry in the six, but we don't like Stephon Curry.
Curry. Yeah, exactly.
I like ducks, but not this one. What kind of name is Duck anyways? Ooh, Duck Hodges. Yeah, you know what, Devlin? You're going down.
You know what I like to do with ducks? Put them in my oven. That's what I like to do. Or a nice little sauce over top. Yeah, I know. His name's Devlin Hodges. I don't know. Duck, Devlin, whatever it is. He hasn't seen a
Yeah, but what about my like buddy ducks in the Hudson? You try to eat these guys?
No, not though. Those ducks are uneatable. I'm talking about other ones that don't eat, like, feces and, like, you know, cigarette butts for their diet, Gabe.
They're a little healthier than that. The Hudson River's not that bad. Come on. No worse than Lake Ontario.
Oh, God. You think I'd eat a duck out of Lake Ontario? Probably a Hudson. I'd rather have a Hudson duck. Lake Ontario, it's got problems too, man. Don't tell me about pollution. Now, you wouldn't catch me swimming in that lake. You'd walk up, come a rash, a couple things attached to you. No, thank you. That's a bad play. Swimming in those waters. Anyway, I've eaten duck before. It's a little fatty. I prefer other delicatessies, but you know, it's okay. Anyway, Bills are gonna that duck's gonna be running around a lot, wishing that he wasn't on a football field. I'll tell you that. He hasn't seen a defense like that. The Bills can get pressure. You said it, very similar to Seattle. Play good football on the road now. They've kind of changed their spots, which is interesting. Pittsburgh's been doing with smoke and mirrors, guys. Let's remember one thing. I might have lost that game that we had on In-Game Live with Arizona. Let me tell you what happened in that game. Pittsburgh had an opening kickoff for a touchdown, okay? Arizona had two fumbles inside the 10-yard line, another turnover on downs, and they lost the game by 6 points. So you tell me how good Pittsburgh's really been playing. You want to talk about smoke and mirrors? That's the Steelers. They're not that good.
I like where you're going with this. I like it. All right, we have time to get to football. We'll get to football tomorrow. I think Wetzel's in tomorrow night, so that'll be the battle. I think is he in tonight, actually? I didn't even look.
Who's on the sked? I think I'm on Thursday tonight.
Oh, good, so, good. So
yeah, usually I'm Monday and Thursday off, and I'm the rest of the time, but I think they got me on 8 to 10 Thursday. I think we might be with Blewett and Dane tonight, Gabe. It might be old school party.
Oh, Blewett and Dane, and then 10, it's Kevin Walsh, me, and Teddy.
Yeah, there you go. That'll be fun.
Yeah, it gets hostile sometimes, Cam.
Oh, okay, yeah.
last 2 weeks, you know what's crazy? I don't know Teddy a long time.
Yeah.
He actually said on the show last week, he goes, bro, he goes, you got so mad 2 weeks ago. He goes, I don't even want to, like Teddy off the air was like, you? Are we good? Yeah. Dude, it was as mad as, like, I lost it, bro. I lost it. Like,
but over that sharps and squares stuff?
No, I lost a game and I was watching it. I was doing the show. I was back. So I was in front of the TV. All right. So I'm standing up and I'm like, oh God, I just lost. And I was really upset by it. And I said, the Houston Rockets always screw me one way or another. And he said it very sarcastically and flippantly, like, why did you bet on them? Yeah, it's the worst thing to say to someone, Cam, right after you lose. Why did you bet on them?
I never do that.
And I was like, what?
Anybody.
I said, why did I bet on them? And I flipped out. I said, because I effing like them. And we got into about the game. I said, we were in the game. He goes, I don't know what game you were watching. And I told him he needed new glasses. And I started really going off and stuff. But we were kidding. We're going to make a T-shirt. Why'd you bet that? So
why'd you bet that?
The last few weeks, Teddy's been like very like tipping toeing around me. So I got a feeling though tonight there could be conflict diamond.
Yeah, I've been looking for that horse. I can't find him anywhere. A few of his old buddies I've watched, like PL Lightning and a couple of guys that we used to race against, I've seen at Western Fair, but
I don't want to see him. Diamond.
I
want to know that he's alive and well.
Yeah,
you don't. It's like watching Kawhi play last night. I didn't need to do it. And I'm glad he's doing well.
No, the difference is, Conflict Diamond didn't want to hurt us personally. He just was mismanaged. Kawhi wanted to beat the Raptors. That's a different. A horse is our friend. Like he doesn't wish us any ill will.
No, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. Conflict Diamond.
Yeah, he was. He ran well at that one race. I'll tell you, God, he was great. Wire to wire, 9 lengths. Those were the good old days. Yeah, me.
Remember
you,
what
Martinez?
We thought it was the logic when everyone's like, Renzi, you need to go yell at him. Everyone's like,
I'm sure
not yelling at the horse. No, they're like, no, you got to give him a speech. Come on. I was like, what do you want me to tell him? I'm not yelling at him, right? Like, it's not his fault. Not like you said, I felt bad for the horse. I was like, these idiots aren't like training him properly.
Exactly. They were mismanaging him, man. That was just a whole gong show. That was just a cash grab we got.
I like the whole Canada thing with that. The whole thing that got me was how it was always a surprise. It was like, oh, yeah, so his hoof split in half. And I was like, what? And then they dropped. Well, it happens. It's happened to him a couple of times when he was younger. I never knew that. Then we remember, they dropped. He's got a little bit of a heart problem. Like, you never told us he had a heart problem. Like now he's got a heart problem.
Great. Yeah.
He's got a regular heartbeat now. I was like, what?
I buy a car. They repaint it. It looks great. And then the guy tells you, wow, you know, the transmission.
Yeah, that's my friend, buddy.
I need to know. It's not like going to be a $200 brake job, you jerk.
Every time I spoke to the trainer, he would sort of drop. Yeah. He's like, and the way he would say it, he goes, oh, yeah, he's always had this, so it's okay. I'm like, what do you mean he's always had this?
Oh.
Right? Like, so by the end, you're like, man, he's got a bad foot. He's got a bad heart. Our only good jockey, the driver, was suspended. Like, we were screwed.
That guy's always, I know, it's a nightmare.
I want to see him. Next time I see him, I'm betting on that guy wins, Travis Cullen.
Travis Cullen, I bet him all the time. Yeah, he's good. He's a maniac. That's why.
Maniac.
He doesn't care.
Maniac
on our horse. That's the thing about a lot of these guys, when they get caught behind, it's hard for them to get around the chariot. Cullen doesn't care. He's like, me. It's like playing a video game, right? Like,
he risked his life, that guy.
Yeah. And I like that. That's
what
we want.
You know what the thing is, though? He risks lives, but he also endangers the other drivers, which they don't like.
He does. Yeah.
Because I asked, I point blank asked Cody, I said, why the hell do we always do so much better? And I said, he's the best. I only want him driving us. He's the best. Yeah. And basically, it was Cody's father. He said, he's dangerous. And quite frankly, the old guys aren't going to take a chance around the rail and stuff, Cam. They're like, I'm not doing this. Cullen,
exactly.
He was possessed, that kid. I liked him.
He's like a race car driver.
He's like, no, we're going wire to wire. All of our other guys were all like tepid.
I know. Ooh. They hang back.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
Game with DraftKings Sportsbook, where listeners of this show get a deposit bonus up to $500. Here's how it works. One, create a DraftKings Sportsbook account. Two, simply make a deposit. And three, place your first bet, and DraftKings will match it with a 50% bonus up to $500. This offer is eligible for all users, plus new users will get a risk-free bet up to $200. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for full details.
Thank you very much, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Just quickly looking at the bowl games right now. The playoffs are really cool. The playoffs are cool. There's a couple of, like, epic bowl games, actually, though.
Like Michigan-Alabama?
Yeah, Michigan-Alabama is really cool. I don't know about, how many players are going to be left in it. I think it might be an advantage for Michigan. Alabama might lose more players than Michigan does. Players might say, you know what, I'm just going to get ready for the NFL. I haven't heard of multiple Alabama players stepping down yet. For the record, Bama are seven-point favorites. And I believe the last time these two teams played, actually, Tom Brady was the MVP. I believe it was
interesting.
I think it was the 2000 Orange Bowl. 2000-2001 Orange Bowl.
Crazy.
Yeah, 2000 Orange Bowl. Tom Brady. They beat Alabama. I think it was like 35-31. That's a cool one. Wisconsin and the Ducks is pretty cool. I think that's a good one.
you know what? Wisconsin's a damn good team. And I know Ohio State came back and beat them, but man, that first half, like Cephas, Cone, the defense, like I it's weird. Like Wisconsin's one of those teams, they should be respected, Gabe. And I remember once I bet against them, every other time I bet on them, they win. You got to have those go-to teams that you bet on, and they become one of mine. Remember when Miami was all hot and Wisconsin just dummied them in that bowl? They win by like 45 or something. They just killed them. They're a very good football team. That should be a great game with Oregon, who took out Utah. I agree with you. I think that's a fantastic game.
So what's going on with your golf, actually? We haven't talked about this. How you doing? How's the betting treating you? What's going on? Has the USA come back at all, or what's up?
I went perfect yesterday. I actually made a bet at Mr. Green that they had exact matchup betting. I did two bets. Internationals 3.5 to 1.5 and internationals 4 to 1. I told you when we were doing the show yesterday, I said, I'm betting on Tiger Woods and Justin Thomas and fading all the other guys. That's exactly what happened. Tiger won, and then the internationals won the last four matches. I only put $10 on it, but I won $120 on a $10 bet. It's a hard bet to put like $50 on exact scoring in golf. Like,
yeah,
you know
good
I mean?
Job. But,
yeah, it worked out well. And today I'll actually give you some picks if the people are looking for some golf picks right now. This is what I'm going to do with this. Things start after the show. We can talk about this on in-game live too. It's actually perfect timing. So day two foursome start at 7 o'clock. And basically we have Johnson and Kuchar versus Oosthuizen and Scott. I'm going to go with Oosthuizen and Scott. You can also have a draw option on every match at plus 550. I'm just going to avoid it and try to get the better juice. I think Adam Scott is great. The tournament's in Australia. Louis's been fantastic. As for Dustin Johnson, he was very rusty yesterday. I don't know how Kuchar's going to come across, but I will lay 20 cents with the internationals. Here's one here. I will lay 20 cents with Schauffele and Cantlay. Even though Adam Hadwin, the Canadian, was fantastic yesterday, his partner, Joaquim Niemann from Chile, didn't play as well, and Hadwin really carried that team. Schauffele and Cantlay are going to be motivated today, and I only have to lay 20 cents with if the draw is included. So minus 120 on them in that matchup. This is another one that I like. Patrick Reed, despite they all booed him, Gabe. It was fun. If I watched the golf and the other sports, cheater, cheater. Like, it stopped near the end of the round, but at the first, the Aussies really got in his grill. Him and Webb Simpson played yesterday. They're playing Mark Leishman and Abraham Answer. Answer was fantastic yesterday. I will be betting on the Aussie Leishman and Answer at plus 125. I will go back to Tiger Woods and Thomas at minus 134 against Ahn and Matsuyama. Despite Matsuyama playing great yesterday, Tiger understands they need to win some matches. And my favorite matchup is fading Gary Woodland and Ricky Fowler against Sungjae Im and Cameron Smith, the guy who called out Patrick Reed. That's my favorite match of the day. They're plus 110, and that goes off at 7:54 Eastern time, just before we do in-game live. So I have a mixed bag today. I think on the weekend, the Americans will come back, but the first couple days, the internationals will hold the lead, and then you bet on the Americans for them to come back at a better price.
All right, so let's take a look at the National Hockey League, Ken. We better jump in now, man, because it's a deep card
sure
here
is, man.
Start off but Boston and Tampa, is it just me or the Boston seem to play every night suddenly?
They
I know
do.
They played last night, but this is the first time. It's funny, Cam, because they were on a 12 game unbeaten streak, and now suddenly they're on a 3-game winless streak.
Yeah, it's this is an interesting game, and people are going to look at Tampa Bay only laying 40 cents against Boston. You can get them at plus 115, 120, depending on where you shop. I think they're a good play tonight, Gabe. They came back against Washington, lost 3-2 in that game. I see them in an ill mood tonight against Tampa. One thing we're going to get from Boston usually is consistent goaltending. I think they're going to be angry. Lots of veterans on that team. I think they can beat Tampa Bay. It's not my favorite game of the night, but I lean to Boston at plus 120 against the Lightning.
All right. What about Nashville and Buffalo? Are the Sabres a live dog tonight? It's a real toss-up game here, too.
It is. I was originally going to take Nashville in this spot, and I still think they might win, but I'm probably going to pass on this game. Buffalo's been so good. Jack Eichel's on a 14-game point streak. He's been amazing for these guys. I watch him play, and, man, everyone talks about Austin Matthews. What about Jack Eichel? He deserves the respect. He's carrying Buffalo on his back right now, and he's playing hurt. He's got a hurt arm. I'm going to pass, Gabe, but I can understand taking the Sabres at plus 125. There are a lot of games that I like, though.
looking at Columbus and Pittsburgh, you know, Columbus have been a nice underdog, Cam. They've been playing decent. What do you think about tonight?
Here's the thing about Columbus.
They played earlier this year, and Columbus beat them 5-2. They were plus 105 underdogs in that game, too.
Interesting. I was going to say, when you look at the betting market, Columbus is probably the best bet you can make from a dog perspective. They beat Washington at plus 220 that night, Gabe. Remember the underdog night where all the dogs won? We talked about Columbus. Like, getting 35 cents in Pittsburgh, I wasn't going to bet this game. I am going to play Columbus tonight. Small play, but I like the Jackets at plus 135. I think they're disrespected by the betting market. Pittsburgh still got injuries, too. Yeah, give me Columbus at plus 135.
New York, like that as a dog. New York Islanders are underdogs, plus 110 at the Florida Panthers.
This one, I'm actually going to go the other way in this one, and I really like the way the Islanders play. They'll try to play a grind-em-out style game, but I will say this about Florida. After a really good heater, they played very poorly against Tampa Bay. I watched that game. I have a good feeling that Florida will be ready to rock in this game, be very, very into it. 25 cents is a low price for a home team. I like the Panthers tonight to get it done against the Islanders. I don't like betting against New York, smaller play, but I think the Panthers will win on home ice.
You know, one thing I'm looking at the Panthers here, Cam, 4-0-1 to the under in their last five games. This is, you know, I've been pretty good with the hockey totals, too, this year. And I don't force them.
I would go under.
Yeah, here.
I would go under in this game.
This does look like an under.
Islanders like to play a road game where there's kind of, here's the Islanders' MO. They love to score the first goal and suffocate you, right? Because they're not as a good team, you know, coming from behind, despite doing it against Pittsburgh this year. That's the one team they've had magic comebacks against. They'll want to play that type of style, like a 2-1, 3-1 game. You're right. And Florida used to be a team to score 5 or 6 goals a game. Coach Quenneville's gone up to them and said, guys, you can't win like that. You're going to have to win 3-1, 3-2 games. We got to play better defense and help out the goaltender. They got young goaltender Dredger. And, you know, Bobrovsky's playing a little bit better, even though he was benched. So I kind of agree with your under, Gabe, but I like the home team as well.
Yeah, you look at the New York Islanders, guys, are actually 8-0-1 to the under in the last 10 games. Meanwhile, we've got a 4-0-1 under situation with the Florida Panthers here. We're putting our foot down and we're taking the under 6 in that under hockey game. That'll be our first official hockey selection, ice hockey selection. Winnipeg Jets minus 210 at the Detroit Red Wings, over under 5.5 in that game. And, you know, I was seeing a 6 cam, but now I'm looking at FanDuel here. It's 5.5, the Islanders and the Panthers.
I don't like that. Yeah, the 6? You need a 6. 5.5 for Islanders and Panthers?
Yeah.
Boy. You might have to bet that one. It's 6.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Well, this is why you need options.
Yep. Yeah.
Let's see. Bet 365.
What'd you say, Winnipeg?
Yeah, Winnipeg. Yeah, I'm not laying that on the road. I'm not putting him in a parlay.
No, parlay. If you like Winnipeg, I'm probably going to lay off the game. But if I'm going to do a round robin parlays, Winnipeg will be parlayed. I don't even want to take the minus 1.5.
Vegas and St. Louis.
This is a game I think I am going to bet, and I think I'm going to take St. Louis. I think the market is talking about Vegas. You know, great win against Chicago. Fleury came back. This is a total disrespect.
They've lost 3 in a row, the Blues, right now. Looking over at a season high 4-game losing streak. Yeah, they don't usually lose 4 in a row.
Damn right. Know what good teams do when they lose 3 in a row? They get serious about tonight's game.
Berube says, Cam, quote,
Vegas is.
We've got to find a way to win. That's what Berube says. We've got to find a way to win. We've got to fight through this.
They're even money at home against Vegas, a team that still has defensive woes. Fleury stood on his head the last game. It can't happen all the time. Give me the St. Louis Blues at even money. I'm taking the Stanley Cup champs and not laying juice. Done. St. Louis makes the card.
All right. Cam's putting his foot down on the St. Louis. Smooth. Blues.
Blue.
Edmonton Oilers. Blue. We've been through this before with the Oilers. I hate the Oilers. Edmonton.
Hey, Oilers, I'm not betting you, but I'm betting the over in the game. 5.5 with Minnesota. Minnesota scores goals now, and I mean wild. Screw you, Edmonton. You cost me a lot of money.
All right, we'll get Cam's take on that on the other side. We'll get into the NBA. We'll take a look at the college basketball as well. And, of course, we'll get through the NFL, the NFL props. Get on the grid, sports grid. Thursday night football tonight. Jets, Ravens.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
All right, countdown. Thursday night football this evening, the New York football Jets. And never feel comfortable taking the Jets, but it is what it is. Do you want to be laying 17 points? 17, is it going to go up? It might at this point. I mean, Johnny Sixpack, the public's going to be all over the Baltimore Ravens. It's hard to have faith and bet on a team like the New York Jets, and I totally get it. I've been critical of the Jets often this year. I'm not that big of a Sam Darnold fan. But the kid doesn't suck or anything like that. And
nope.
The big narrative about this game tonight is, ooh, the Jets have all these injuries. Yet all those players that are hurt weren't winning anyways. And sometimes it takes like backups and more enthusiastic players. Like put it this way, like Jamal Adams not playing as good as he is. He doesn't like Adam Gase, right? And if you're unhappy, you're not really going to perform to the level, like, you know, Bell's going to do his thing. He's getting a lot of money. So to him, it's just a job. He's got to show up to get paid. I'm actually surprised Lev Bell's playing. Only in a sense, I'm almost surprised they want him back now. But they have to go through the charade. I mean, they just signed Bell, and he didn't do anything wrong, really, Cam. I mean, bowling's not enough, really. Yet we all know Gase didn't want him in the first place. And I don't think Bell really wants to be here. He just wanted the money, and he's got the money. If you look at Lev Bell, the two teams would be perfect for him, and they should get him, and it would help them. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he'd be good on the Bucs or the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals, like, David Johnson's done, bro.
Yeah, I agree.
He's
Kenyon Drake was a pass.
He's not good enough. You put Le'Veon Bell back there. Well, you got to give Kyler Murray some help back there.
I agree 100%. I think Tampa Bay is the perfect fit for him because they don't know what to do with Barber and Jones. It's a different week. Arians benches one guy to the other guy. It's just a nightmare. He doesn't know what to do with these running backs. It's inconsistent. I love Arizona. Arizona, I told you too, that Pittsburgh game, man, they could have won that game if not for mistakes in the red zone by Murray. And a lot of the time, it's to your point, it came from missed blocking assignments. And you have to have a running back that can, you know, take out a guy, you know, when the blitz is coming, you got to give them time. And those guys that Arizona has, they do that very poorly. Probably one of the worst in the league. Lev Bell, you could say about one thing, though. He's a big guy, and he, you know what I mean? He can block and help Murray out a lot. I agree. Two perfect spots, Gabe. I couldn't agree more.
All right, so let's jump back in here to the hockey. We'll get back to the football props.
We'll finish this off.
So, Vegas and St. Louis, you're taking a shot with the I still got the blues.
Blues, yeah. I am. I'm riding the blues, buddy. I'll be sadder and have more blues if they don't win this game tonight.
But it, like you used to say to me out loud, John, I still have the blues for you. Bennington in net.
Oh, no. That's why we don't bet on the blues. Carlo on defense. Steiner on PK. Conk's letting pucks in the under. We're done again. That's why we don't bet on the blues. That was our old song.
That's great.
But now we bet on
that's
the blues.
That's why we don't bet on the blues.
On the blues.
They weren't winning with Ty Conklin. No, that wasn't happening.
No, Conk's letting pucks in. Carlo on defense. Steiner on PK. blues.
All right, Chicago Blackhawks and the Arizona Coyotes. There's a pass if I ever heard one.
I'm going to bet on the Coyotes. I think it's a good spot for them after
you're
losing
betting
to
on
Calgary,
every hockey game tonight.
Almost, Gabe. Yeah, you talked about it. You gave me the old speech. Cam and I sometimes are
high volume. Go with what you work
for. High volume. I'm betting almost the board tonight and hope for more winners than losers. Arizona, please.
All right.
I also like Toronto.
Oh, yeah. It leads it into your Toronto Maple Leafs taking on the Calgary Flames tonight. Another Canadian matchup. Intense. Going to be intense tonight.
Flames coming back off from a road trip, feeling good about themselves. Leafs have been on the West Coast for a while after beating Vancouver. Hope they didn't party too much. Give me minus 125 and the over, but I love the Leafs tonight. I think they beat Calgary.
Love the Leafs, Cam. He loves them. He loves them. Los Angeles Kings and the Anaheim Ducks. A little battle of L.A. here tonight. Ducks quacking at a minus 145 price.
Leaning Ducks. The Kings coming off a win against the Rangers. This one I might have to pass on, but if I have to bet the game, Ducks. But no thanks.
All right. And what? We got one more? Is there one more here?
Yeah, you got two more. I like Vancouver.
Oh, New York Rangers and S.J. Sharkey.
I love S.J. Sharkey tonight. New coach Bob the Boogeyman Bugner, after DeBoer got fired, show up tonight against Yang's Rangers. Rangers are inconsistent. Sometimes they're good. S.J. Sharkey.
You hear that, Yang? We the West.
Tonight. Yeah, Cam's we the West.
S.J. Sharkey.
S.J. Sharkey. You the East.
It's interesting. Both S.J. Sharkey and Stanley C. Panther both in action tonight.
Yeah, and I'm betting on them both. My friends as mascots, Stanley C. Panther and S.J. Sharkey. I'm friends with those guys tonight. Get it done, fellas.
What's the C stand for?
Cup. Stanley Cup Panther.
Stanley Cup Panther. All right.
No, they got none.
Stanley Cup Panther. I thought it was like Stanley, like they had some, you know. I thought it was a more clever play on words instead of just cup.
Yeah, Stanley Charles.
Yeah, yeah, Charles Charlie. Yeah, see, yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like the cup, yeah.
Yeah, Stanley Cup Panther. Anyways.
Stanley C.
I love it, man. What are we doing in basketball tonight? Or do you want to get right into the football?
My basketball pick sucks. Let me look at college basketball here.
Okay, Philadelphia and Boston's an interesting game.
All right, it sucks, though. Indiana, 17-point favorites. Big Ten teams, Cam, are 10-0 at home this year?
Yeah, they're on fire.
No, one road team has won in the Big Ten Conference in basketball. 10-0, but it's 17 points. It's a lot of points.
That's too many. It's a lot. Yeah,
Colorado and Colorado State. Man, my boys.
That's tomorrow.
My bad. Yeah, yeah. FanDuel,
West Virginia.
FanDuel does the. FanDuel screws up. They don't screw up, but they have like. It'll say tomorrow or today. And long story short, even games that are like 10 tonight, it says tomorrow for some reason. I've asked them about it. It's a glitch. I was going to say, though, my boys, the Lopes, Grand Canyon, getting 6 points at home against Northern Iowa. It's a lot of points.
Kurt Warner's alma mater. Yes. Northern Iowa Panthers versus Grand Canyon. I have no idea, Gabe. To say that I can cap this game would be an absolute straight up lie. I do think that Iowa State at home against Iowa might be worth a look, though. The Cyclones are always very good at on their home floor laying 4. That's something I'd look at. But tough board. There's only 3 games. Sucks. Bad card.
Is there only 3 games, really?
Yep, 3 games in college basketball. None in the top 25. You got it, buddy.
Yeah, I'm looking here.
We got today. Right.
There's a few more. Wait. Austin Peay, West Virginia, Southern Wright State, Iowa State, Northern Iowa, Grand Canyon. Ed, you're right. So 4 games.
Yeah, it's nothing. 4 games. Sorry, I forgot the Wright State game.
And, that's your boys, Wright State, the Raiders.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I like Wright State Raiders. But, and Howard Payne, Abilene Christian didn't really make the card. Nor did Portland Bible and Portland State.
Bible?
I'm talking just like, yeah. See that? Like, I'm looking at all conference games right now. No, but realistically, there's 4 games tonight. You got Wright State.
Portland Bible Study have a basketball team.
Yeah. Portland Bible versus Portland State. Okay. And then we got Howard Payne versus Abilene Christian.
That's a great name for a school. Howard Payne.
House of Payne? Yes. Howard Payne.
All right. Let's see. Northern Iowa defeated Colorado. Ooh, 79-76 in their last game. It's an impressive win.
Might be scared.
It's an impressive win.
Grand Canyon.
Northern Iowa now 9-1 on the season. We'll be looking to continue the momentum against Grand Canyon. A.J. Green, that's where he's been. He's not playing for the Bengals because he's playing college basketball. Imagine if it really was A.J. Green. Someone's like, hey, are you A.J. Green? No, man. I'm not A.J. Green. I'm another A.J. Green. AJ Green's on the, you know, he's flying under the radar. All right, Grand Canyon coming off a loss against Liberty. Ooh, Canyon now just 4-7 on the season. That's not good enough, Dan Marley.
Let's be honest with each other. This card's a problem. There's nothing on it that's, you know, like, what are you going to do? What are you going to
say? No. Northern Iowa and Grand Canyon are going over the number.
Over 133?
Yep. It's too low.
And a half?
No, okay, I got 33, sure. Yeah. All right, NBA. Let's see in the NBA. Yes. What do you got? All right, we got a big game tonight. Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and Boston.
Yes.
I'll take Boston.
Yeah. It's a tough one. Mavericks and
any
Detroit.
Major injuries that I should know of?
I don't think so.
Not that I know of. Boston's better than Philadelphia.
Dallas and Detroit. That's Detroit getting 7.5 on their home floor. And you know what? I'm not forcing the NBA tonight. I got so much hockey action. NBA's been going good when you're just taking one or two games. Like tonight, I don't even like Philadelphia, Boston. That's like a coin flip to me too. That's a tough game. I'd like to take Boston though.
You know what the problem is? Boston played last night and lost. They were in Indiana.
That's good. Use my theory. Remember what I told you? You kind of scoffed at me last night about the Knicks. They covered and won. Like, yeah. I told you, these double back-to-back things, man.
No, I know. It's team missing. Wetzel brought it up earlier in the year, actually. Teams that are playing back-to-back are actually covering on the second night more than the first night.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes, it's true. He's right. I know Wetzel will laugh at Drew Locke and will bust his balls and stuff, but if Boston lost the night before, I'd come back to, you know what? A small play on the Boston Celtics just to prove a point tonight.
Yeah,
Boston.
I'll go small play too. I'll fire off the email to you.
Very small.
All right, I'm going to take, I'm going to say, I'm saying my Hail Marys now, the rosaries and all this type of stuff. Santa Maria, everyone else, say it. We need to pray. Get some beads out. Put me in, Coach Case. I'm ready to play. We're ready to go. Let's go. Go Jets.
Okay. No, I'm on the Jets.
Plus 17. Plus 17.
What do you do with the teaser? Do you go over 37 or under 51? Because I might do
I'm
both.
I'm not teasing. I'm not playing around. With it. I'm Sam Darnold over 22.5 completions. This is my insurance policy. If things go bad and the Jets are getting killed, he should go over 220.5 yards. 222.5 passing yards for Sam Darnold. He's played 9 games since he's come back. He's gone over in 7 of them. Gone over in 7 of them, this number. 7-2 to over 220, 2.5. I think it might even come down to 220 or so, actually. I'm not positive, but so I'm going to take the Jets plus the points, Sam Darnold passing yards. Maybe we'll add a prop or two later, but that's what I'm going with. I'm going to go with the under 6 in that hockey game. What game was it? The
Islanders-Panthers.
New York Islanders, Florida Panthers under 6. And over in the biggest college basketball game showdown of the year so far, Northern Iowa and Grand Canyon, to go over 133. It's a big whack matchup tonight.
I got a huge card.
What do you got,
hockey,
Cam?
Florida, -125. Minnesota Wild, Edmonton, over 5.5. Boston, +120. Toronto, -120. St. Louis Blues, even money. Vancouver, even money. Arizona, -145. Toronto, Calgary, over 6.5. SJ Sharkey, -50. Golf, Cantlay and Shifley in their matchup. Answer and Leishman, +120. Cam Smith and him, +110. And Oosthuizen and Scott, -120. Jets, +17. New York Jets, +24, over 37. May the winners be ours.
All right, we'll speak to you in an hour, Cam. Dave Martinez will step up and in. We'll be back at 8 o'clock for In-Game Live. Get on the grid.
And I miss you.
Game time!
Here's what you missed on Game Time Decisions.
It doesn't really seem like a good investment for them because...
We never heard of them. It is. It just works. We probably have about 2 million people watching us right now. Nah, that's a lie.
Okay.
But let's say we have 200 people that just found out.
Yeah, but they want to know what part of Makers wanted. They said there's all different businesses in
it. No. Imagine, Kev. Imagine, no. Makers wanted is like, it's like an industrial park. And like there, it's like the business board. And they're saying, hey, come do business at Makers Wanted. Open up your wearing factory here. Do business here. Makers Wanted.
I get it.
And they're saying, Makers are wanted. You make something, we want you. Come here and make it in our community.
I get the gist of it.
It's very complicated, though, isn't it?
Yes. I didn't like the way when it's like Elk Grove.
Imagine Cam like being drunk watching his bowl game. Like some guy like at Hooters. You know, what the hell's Makers? It's a Elk Grove community. You know, like, what the F are you talking about?
Like, it was very simple when we had big ass fans. They're big ass fans. Like, you know what I mean? We talked about it and we were talking to, like, we said, hey, that's cool. They're just huge fans.
So listen,
like,
this, the mayor of Elk Grove Village, Mayor Craig Johnson. Last season, I was watching all these bowl games for four straight days. As I was watching one of their smaller bowls, I could just see our slogan painted on the field, Makers Wanted. Johnson told his wife, who told him in no uncertain terms that he was insane and shouldn't do this. He approached his staff who had the same reaction. It wasn't until he approached Dave Knickerbocker of the Banner Collective, of course, who worked with them with the village on previous advertising campaigns, the idea began to take shape. All right, here we go. Elk Grove Village has seen its marketing translate to more than a simple antidote evidence. They've actually advertised on Cubs games. When the village began its advertising push, its vacancy rate in the industrial park was 7%. After the advertising push with the Cubs, down to 3%. It's a record for an industrial village to have 3% vacancy. We want to sell the last three. Leading up to the game, ESPN will be referencing the Makers Wanted Bahamas Bowl multiple times, allowing millions to hear our slogan. People will be curious, and then they're going to Google Makers Wanted, and then they're going to learn about our town. We just did it.
Yeah.
We walked right into the trap. Like, we looked. This guy called it. Yeah. People will hear Makers Wanted and Google. We just did it.
I got to be honest with you, Gabe. Like, who says, like, this is the industrial village for you? There's a lot of different places where you can get industrial villages. Like, I'm not sold on Makers Wanted. The guy sounds like a nice guy, and I get it. You know, we just played the game. But
you're getting skeptical and jaded, Cap. I thought you'd be like, man, he sounds like a nice guy. We should go down there and set up a studio. You know, I like what you said.
No,
that's hilarious. Real. You just said, maybe it's not the right village for you.
Be sure to follow all our social media at FNTSY Sportsnet and at FNTSY.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.